What are we talking about?
I don't know. It's a great question. Brian was like, you said you were going to talk about traveling with pets. And I was like, oh, I could do that. That could be a nice short episode. And then he goes, what's Chris going to contribute?
Hey adventurers, welcome to Let's Just Go podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kayla. And today we are talking all about traveling with your pets, which is something that I did 2 weeks ago, a week and some change ago. It was a very stressful experience, but we're here to talk a little bit about what that was like and why it didn't need to be as stressful for me as I made it for myself.
Is it a pet rock?
No, it's... Pet rock? No, it's my cats that you see. If you watch these videos, you see them all the time.
Well, let's just talk about pets in general. We've actually talked a little bit on here about our pets. You have two cats. Mm-hmm. I have three dogs. You're right. We have the cat people versus the dog people. Traveling with pets can be a very polarizing. One of your cats is creeping by out through the door crack over there.
Oh, I'm like, where?
Thanks. But the very polarizing, right? So some people think it's great. Others say absolutely not. And you and I travel a lot. So let's put one thing out in the open that I'm hoping we can all agree on. Fake.
Emotional support animals?
Fake emotional support animals? No.
They're not service. We'll just leave it at all. Or service cats. Service horses.
If you're emotional support anything, right? Yeah, service dog. Right. Service whatever. I was at the Phillies game yesterday, and there was a woman with a dog in a stroller. Okay. I had more questions than answers, right? And I got to be really honest. What the fuck was that? What is that? What's happening?
You go to the grocery store and people have their dogs. That is the last place I want to see an animal.
With the food.
Yeah.
So I love pets. We love pets, but yeah. I think there is a time and a place for them. And I do one thing that just gets under my skin, and you guys, you listener, you know, feel free to, is when I see fake service dogs and service animals, right? Because if your dog is jumping on me, mm-hmm. it is not well trained. Yeah. It's not well trained, period, whether it's a service animal or not.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't see you in a place where animals are generally prohibited with your unruly animal. Something that gets me, but we see it all the time as we travel in all these different places. So, all right. So talk to us though, before we get to, you know, talking more about actual, you know, destinations and accommodations with pets, you have to get your pet to the place.
You do.
And so you flew with two cats. Mm-hmm. And what was that like?
It went really smoothly, but being the unknown for me is always very stressful. Especially like I'm a very well-traveled person. I know how to, you know, get in and out of the airport as efficiently as possible. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? I have not just one, but two cats. They're also large cats. Pearl is 15 pounds and Binx is almost 22 pounds. So they are not small cats. Like I'm not like transporting kittens.
Pearl's thick.
She is. Thick. She is. And Binx is just like, he's a very large cat. Everyone's always like, is he a Maine Coon? And he's not, but he's about that size. So we know that Binx is a very anxious cat. He's very easily spooked. He's always been that way. And so I was the most nervous about taking him on the plane because I knew he was going to freak out. I knew that he would mostly just like cower in fear if he was on the plane, like once loud things happen, you know, like taking off and landing is very scary for me. So I can only imagine how it is for a cat that has no idea what's going on.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Yeah. And I also, I no shade to people who put their animals in cargo. I understand that for some people, that is the only option that you have, especially like your dogs would have to go in cargo if you flew with them. You could not take them in the cabin with you.
Not, well, not three, although I have seen like a golden retriever. Not, that's not a service dog, crawl under. I was like, damn.
Yeah, but they technically have to be in a carry. Like, there's a lot of like rules, and like every airline is also different. There's also like a maximum number of pets that you can have per cabin. So like first class has a certain amount, and then economy has a certain amount. It's really, I didn't know any of this until I started researching. So we got the cats medicated. We got them. I never remember the name. It's an anxiety medicine that they use for humans. It's like GABA something. And giving the cats the medicine was more difficult than we had expected. We were putting it in their food, and then they're picky eaters, so they just weren't eating the food. So the morning of the flight, we just like shoved the little syringe down their throats, and we were like, just eat it! And they did. And it calmed them down. And then TSA, when we went through, I told them that I wanted to do a private screening. So Brian stayed with like collecting all of our luggage through regular, you know, putting our bags through TSA screening. And then I went into a room with the two cats, and they basically took, I took one cat out of a carrier. They took the carrier, put it through the screening system, brought it back. I put that cat back in, took out the next cat. They took the next carrier. It took maybe 10 minutes. This was at San Antonio Airport, though, so that's a very, very small airport that normally doesn't take very long to get through. I can update how it goes once I fly out of Seattle, because I think it's going to be a little more stressful just knowing how busy of an airport SeaTac is. But the cats did just fine. Like, the hardest part.
Do you have pre-check?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, Brian and I both have pre-check, so we didn't
have. Can you pre-check? You can pre-check with pets.
Yeah, so the only thing that happens differently than normal is that the cats were both on my reservation. So I flew Alaska Airlines. The cats were both on my reservation, and I had to go to the ticket counter. I couldn't get my regular boarding pass on my phone. I had to go to the ticket counter and pay for the cats. So you add them to the reservation when you book your flights. You book the flights, and then you reach out and you say, hey, I want to add pets to this. And again, this is all like for Alaska. I'm not sure how it works for other airlines. And she was like, all right, I've got them added for you. And then there was a note that I could see within my reservation that said like pets in cabin or something along those lines. And then when I got to the airport that morning to check all of our luggage, I just needed to pay. It was $100 per cat to travel with us. Paid that, and then they were supposed to put a special tag on their carriers, but they didn't. So when we went to get on the flight, they had to put little tags on it just saying that like we were okay to be traveling with them. And then we just did, you know, everything else was just as it would be. We went through TSA pre-check, just how we normally would. I said, hey, I want to do a private screening. And then the girl at TSA went, is it cats? Like, she could like see us on the other side. And they were like, yeah. And she was like, ugh. And so then other people came, and I was like, what was that about? And they were like, oh, she's allergic to cats. And I was like, okay. Cause that was the only reasonable explanation as to why she went, ugh, it's cats. Like, I get it if you're not a cat person, but that's just actually rude.
Well, yeah, if she's working in her and trying to be professional. Yeah. So you get there, they go under the seat, and they did fine.
Yeah. So Binks had a little more trouble with, because he's so big. So his carrier was like taller than Pearl's. And I had to sort of like shove it down, because they're the soft-sided carriers, not hard-sided ones. But yeah, they fit under the seats. I would pull, once we got to 10,000 feet, I pulled Binks out, because he had a little like extender on his carrier to like give him a little bit more space. So I pulled him out and opened his little extender, which was nice for him.
What happens if they shit themselves or puke and like... Because that's my...
Yeah.
I don't mind the animal, but what if that happens? And you're like, well, now, fuck. What happens next?
They say specifically in the, like, rules that you're agreeing to that you have an absorbent liner within your carrier. So we put in... I think that in Binx's, I put like a pee pad that came with the carrier. And then in Pearl's, I think we just had like an extra towel or something in it. But neither one of them did. Binx has peed in his carrier before like going to the vet because he's, again, a very anxious cat. But also something to keep in mind is that we spent the night before at a hotel. So they were already on edge. And for cats, at least, when they're stressed, they don't really like eat or drink water. So they were dehydrated before we got on the plane for sure. So there was nothing in their body to expel. Like they hadn't eaten or drank anything. So they were fine.
So, okay. So long car rides could be also stressful. Planes and trains, you do when you have to do it, right?
Yeah.
We also know people take their pets on, they just go with their pets on vacation.
Yeah.
Right. And we know there's lots of destinations, lots of hotel lines and even rental homes that allow pets. Of course, there's an additional fee, right? Mm-hmm. But they'll allow them with strict rules, right? In terms of, and then also disclosing to guests that which section of the hotels possibly have had pets. So my question for you is, are you the type that goes on vacation with your pet?
Absolutely not. No. But no. I will say cat. So when most hotels say that they allow pets, what they really mean is they allow dogs, and most do not actually allow cats. La Quinta is the one hotel chain that I'm aware of that allows cats. Every other hotel chain, again, they'll say they're pet friendly, but they're really dog friendly, which is so funny because dogs are the ones that like need more attention and things. But I guess cats have claws and that's why.
And can climb.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Right.
It's harder to like cat proof a hotel room than it is to dog proof because a cat will find a small space and hide in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. I mean, I always wonder that about people going and traveling with their dogs and then they get there and I'm like, well, now what do you do? And what if you get a phone call while you're out and about enjoying the city or the theme park or whatever? And they're like, you got to come back. Fluffy is barking incessantly.
Yeah.
We also smell shit, must have explosive anxiety ridden diarrhea that where it's shitting poop faucet out its ass, and then you're like, oh, okay, cool, I'm glad I brought Fluffy. You know, maybe you're bringing with maybe you're bringing the pet with you on these excursions, but in a lot of cases you can't, right? Like maybe out to dinner at an outdoor place. But I always am curious. I always want to ask people when I see them, especially like in Disney World, I'm like, why did you bring your dog? Why?
Yeah.
And then there they have very strict rules, right? Like has to be on a leash, can't be in the pool or the lobby area. Can't, you know, and if it's out and about out of the room, it is literally just to go to the bathroom and then back. Like there's a lot of rules there. So,
yeah. And you're not supposed to leave them alone. That's the other part.
For not an extended period of time. Yeah. 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 They do get cute little doggy bags though, little like pet when they show up, but,
not worth it.
I get, I mean, maybe for people, some people, maybe it's cheaper. We have three dogs and we go away. It is not cheap to cover them, right? I get that aspect. So for some people, maybe it's cheaper, but they're still paying a fee. You know, you like you said, you paid $100 to get it on the board. If you're staying in a hotel, it's probably $50 a night extra, right? Once you arrive, or even if you're in a rental home, there's an additional pet fee usually. And what is that covering? Like, why did you pay $100 extra to have a cat? I think maybe it goes in a collective pot for when the cats do shit and piss all over the place and somebody has to clean it up extensively.
I honestly think... Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, if I found out my flight was delayed because there was a cat or a dog on the flight before mine and it shit itself, I'd be furious.
Okay, but also like regular people shit themselves on planes on like a regular basis.
Look, I did not at all say in one bit, no, we could do a whole episode on the nasty things I've seen on an airplane. And pets would be far, far, far down on the nastiest things I've seen. Almost humans would hit 99 of the top 100.
Yeah.
For sure. But God.
I think it's like, just them trying to gouge you. Like, you were asking why I think that I paid that $100. Yeah. I think it's just another fee that an airline can charge.
And the one thing, yeah, for sure. And what else are you going to do, right? Like, in your case, you had the only way. I mean, unless you paid somebody, there's services where you can pay someone to drive them, right? But that's not cheap.
No.
It's really cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
You did mention something. The last thing we'll talk about here is just traveling and being respectful. And whether you have or you're traveling with a pet or you have significant allergies like that TSA agent, just being mindful of that. I think that's important, that if you do have significant pet allergies, the hotels and things that do allow pets are generally very, very cautious about that and will do extra deep cleans if you're going to a very pet-friendly hotel or staying in one of those. You just have to communicate it, right?
Yeah.
Although you had mentioned for the airline, what was the deal with that?
Yeah, so when I was researching like to get the cats booked on the flight and what all I needed to do, I saw that there was a maximum number of pets allowed on the plane. And essentially the way it works, from my understanding, is that if you have an allergy and you're traveling, like you're allergic to cats, you are supposed to let the airline know that you're allergic to cats, and then that's flagged. And so like, that's your flight. There's not gonna be any cats on the flight. And now if I were to try to book after you with my cats, they would tell me, sorry, there's a severe cat allergy on this plane. Like, you can't book the cats. And same thing with, you know, any other animal. So it's really like first come, first serve. So if you have a severe allergy to animals, make sure that when you fly, you're letting the airlines know so that they can flag that so that those animals aren't traveling on the same plane as you. Because the last thing that I think anyone wants to have happen is somebody to be on, you know, this was a 4-hour flight for us, and have a medical emergency. You know, that's the last thing that anybody wants.
Right.
And I would hate to find out that like I was traveling with my cat and someone around me had a severe cat allergy and like had something go wrong. Like, I understand that people are allergic to cats. Usually when people tell me they don't like cats, it's that they're allergic or they like got scratched by one as a kid or something. And I respect that. I get it.
I don't love cats and I'm none of those things.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I like the cat dogs. I like the cats that are friendly and come out. Not the ones that hide under the bed all day.
You'd love Pearl. You'd hate Binks.
So I think that's important. So you book early and communicate early and often that's the case for you. And then same thing, you can't wait to add the pet because if you book and you're like, oh, I'll get around to it 2 months later, you call and they're like, no, sorry, you can't add a pet to this flight. You're going to be changing flights and because that person will beat you out. That was interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So obviously too, there's clearly vacation destinations that lend itself, right? Like the great outdoors of sorts, right?
Yeah.
So you'll see people in campgrounds and I want to say HOAs. What am I thinking of though? What are the
KOAs?
KOAs. Right. And you know, cabins, rental homes that have the space that afford the pet really the best experience too, because you know, cooped up in a crate, and I crate my dogs, like, but like cooped up for an extended period of time in an unfamiliar place is anxiety inducing, right? And so you know, time to let them run and do their thing. So all right, well, we say, let's just go, but you're bringing your pets or you're not? That's really the question.
Yeah.
And we'd love to know, have you traveled with pets? Have you experienced the a pet disaster while traveling via air, planes, trains, or automobiles? We'd love to hear about it. and the nastier or the more ridiculous wins for sure.
But also, like, that makes me sad for you and your pet if you have experienced that.
I feel like we'd hear more from people who have experienced it as the
bystander,
like, not, yeah, the bystander who was like, I do know somebody who the cat had explosive spray diarrhea and it got all over everybody's, like, stuff. And it was not, yeah, it didn't go well. It didn't go well. But I also had my own child just bend over in a plane seat and just puke right on the floor. And then I was like,
how old was she when she just happened? That?
Not that young.
It was last year.
She probably was like, not, I mean, it was like right before COVID, but I was like, it was very bumpy and she was looking at her screen and it was very turbulent. So I think she just got like,
she didn't know, like,
motion sickness,
yeah,
and just puked. And I was like, what did you do? They gave me some paper towels and said, here you go, clean it up. It was not like, well, what am I going to do here?
See, I would rather travel with a plane full of pets than a plane full of children for exactly those types of reasons.
Yes. Well, I can't disagree with that, actually. All right, wrap this shit up.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening, subscribing, downloading, engaging with us. Yeah, Dallas, your traveling with pets story, even if it's been like driving with your pets, because I've done that shit too, and that is also very stressful, but in a drastically different way. Yeah, but on that note, let's just go.